and it's supposed to take care of the lighter the loads.
Uh-huh.
Now this road here, I don't know what the load limit is on it, but they have groups. Some of them might be, you might go see them between here and Metter, or you might see them between here and Glenville or somewhere. Have what they call a waste station.
Uh-huh.
But they'll catch these big groups.
Some of them might be here.
They overload
by the
same stop.
You might see
unloaded. I don't know whether they put a fine on them or what they do about it. They belong to the company.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And those things are, like I say, that's the, about the best I can describe the different kinds of road, but not just a road that through a country, a dirt road, anything like that. They just maintain that with more or less machinery, you know,
mm-hmm.
plying it up and scraping it, leveling it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's done with graders, that is, machinery. You know.
Mm-hmm.
They scrape maybe a road from here. This road right across, right down here goes across the way to Mr. Troy Gerald's. Well, they'll come in, they'll say, twice a month, and they'll scrape that road. Play on it, and in the bottom, now, in the bottom of the road, it's got concrete pipes, or either metal pipe.
Now, the bottoms of the...
Uh-huh. The branches.
Oh, uh-huh.
And that's where the water drains through from one side of the road to the other, you know.
Uh-huh.
But that's the way the county roads are all maintained, and every county you go in, and these... highways like that is maintained through the state and federal government.
Well, now, what about private roads? What about, like, a road that goes up to somebody's house, goes through a field or through the woods or something to somebody's
house? Well, the private roads like that, you have to maintain them yourself. You don't get them worked through your counties or your state or anything. Now, around this plantation here, there's what we call a private road that goes around.
You have to maintain
them. Well, come these big hard washing rain, water run a little bit here while we
stay.
Son-in-law's got what they call scrapers, you know, he puts on his tractors.
Mm-hmm.
You take that and you get on one side of the road and you go this way and then he come back way on the other side and then you go down the middle and it'll be just like that.
Uh-huh.
Just keeps a good road to go around his fields with you. Well, if he wants to go back here to plow a little bit or back around here to plow a little bit, he just goes either way he wants to, you know. Leads right into his field any way he wants to go into it, you know. But that's private road now.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't get that work through your county or state or nothing. But now a road like this out here, they keep that up.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to worry about it. But now this little, just like this little place right here from that highway up here to the house,
mm-hmm.
we have to fix that out there.
And would you call that a private
road? Yes, ma'am.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I get out there a lot, just a number of times. Come these big washing range, you know, and wash it out and over. Well, I get out there with shovels, fill it in, and take son-in-law's tractor, roll it a few times, level it down, you know.
Uh-huh.
That's the only way you can do it, because they won't work it, you know. The state won't get off the, what they call the right-of-way, you know, get off that right-of-way, because they would be intruding on, see, they can... They're not supposed to intrude on nobody up to property other than the right-of-way.
Yeah, well, that makes sense.
That makes sense. A lot of people don't want you cutting the timber and stuff like that.
Would you tell me something about the trees that grow in this area? Either the ones that are used for lumber or just any kind of trees that grow in this area?
Well, of course, the pine tree is made for lumber, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're what they call the oak tree. I think Union Bag uses a lot of that. It's hardwood,
mm-hmm.
oak tree, and the black gum tree.
Pine tree.
And the cypress tree, now they make lumber out of it. And, well, there's different kinds of bushes and things like that, but they don't grow into a tree, that is.
Well, do you have any nut trees?
Yes, ma'am, pecan trees, nut trees.
Uh-huh.
And, say, do we have any?
Yeah. Well, I mean, when I say you, I mean people who live in this area.
Yeah, there's pecan orchards in this area through here, but now they're not too many of them. There used to be a great deal of them. A lot of them been cut out.
We
die out, you know.
Well, what about walnuts?